Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is again Adora Namika Day. Welcome, Adora.
Thank you.
We're continuing our conversation on the Black Catholic experience here in America. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. Renew in us the gift of your Spirit this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Adora, the last time we spoke, you were sharing about your own Ugandan-American experience, and then also the difference between sort of the descendants of African immigrants, say, like your parents, versus those who are the descendants of the slaves. And there is a tension, you know, I think, in general, and I think there is certainly cultural differences between the two, and you were mentioning obviously, clearly, the suffering that is a part of the African American experience of slavery and all the subsequent history, because it doesn't just end
exactly
after the Civil War. It just gets in some ways just as bad or continues the trauma. One of the questions, you know, as someone who kind of specializes in evangelization, the Catholic Church in America has completely failed in its missionary work with African Americans.
Yeah.
You know, the few descendants of African slaves that are Catholic are because they probably got the faith on the plantation, like, say, in Louisiana or Maryland or some, you know, random other places. There really are not, you know, families that are of whole conversions, not a whole lot, at least, we should say.
Right, super rare.
And then, of course, you know, we do have an influx of African immigrants who are bringing the faith with them. Generally, why has the Catholic Church in America kind of failed in its evangelization of African Americans?
I think people are so wholly uncomfortable having authentic conversations about race that acknowledge African Americans' pain. And I think that's the ultimate heart of the failure to evangelize that population of people. Race is interwoven throughout their whole story and throughout their whole experience. And as you said, history is an important thing. Oftentimes when the race conversation comes up, people say things like, well, that was history. That was 400 years ago. Why do we need to talk about that today? But you would never go to a doctor and they would just ask what's happening right now, period. They want to know your history because that informs what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be willing to accept that the history of African Americans informs part of their experience today. And there's so much pain that is a part of that experience that we have to be willing to humbly say, hey, look, I don't know your story, but I want to know it. I want to know you by name and your story. And only then can you build that level of trust and relationship, I think, to have the moral authority to then call someone on to the fullness of relationship with Christ, and especially in the Catholic Church, where they're going to have that hurdle. Like I said, there's going to be that mental hurdle of, I am the only person here who looks like me. Like, even at my own parish, once someone said, and I think they meant it well, you know, but someone said to me when I was at Coffee and Donuts, they were like, why are you here? The black church is across the street. And I'm like, geez, like, I'm Catholic, so, you know, you should be happy to see me here. But you know, I'm here. I'm Catholic for life, so I didn't leave my parish because of that. But that's a painful experience that would make some people leave, you know? You just don't feel welcome, and people remind you that you're not welcome. So, yeah, I think that's part of the failure, just not being willing to engage in authentic conversation. Because I think if you can engage in that conversation, then you can build forth a relationship.
Do you now, earlier in our conversation and a couple sessions before, you made an off-the-cuff comment that within the, say, like, the African American community, the Catholic Church is perceived as a white institution.
Absolutely.
In facilitating this ongoing kind of conversation about the black experience and the African American experience, is it possible for the white Catholic experience to actually be the facilitators of that missionary outreach? You know, like, when is it And in my conversations with African Americans who are the descendants of slaves, it is like within their own membership in the African American community, they feel out of place as Catholics.
Yes.
And almost, you know, as inauthentic African Americans.
It's definitely weird to be Catholic and black. It's a weird combination.
And certainly the church has tried in America, say like with the Josephite fathers or like, you know, Father Augustus Tolton himself, you know, that maybe the best way for the church is through an African face to reach out to the African Americans.
Well, I think that it's ideal to have a black face, right? One possible, but I think God calls us to holiness like with the tools that are available to us now also, right? So if we don't have that face, then we have to use the faces that we have, you know? And so I do think white people are a part of that. If they're able to listen and engage and like learn something new, I think. Because sometimes there can be an attitude of like, hey, this is our way, this is our space perhaps, but maybe the humility to say, okay, you know, we just are happy to see new disciples. We want you to live in the fullness of Christ's love. So what can we do to welcome you? That kind of question.
Another question that kind of strikes me is, in your experience as sort of second generation African or second generation Ugandan American, it's probably easier for you to relate to the African American culture in America than, say, your parents.
Definitely.
Do you feel accepted and recognized by African Americans, even though you're a descendant of immigrants rather than of slaves?
Yeah, I do. It's definitely clear to both of us that, like, I am African still in a sense, right? Like, it's not like they're confused that I am like them in that sense, or that I'm pretending that they're like me in the sense of knowing my particular heritage. So there's no like joking about that, but they are like, hey, you know, we love you, you're black. I mean, the thing is, I think in the black community, like, we can look at each other and tell, okay, you're African American, you're African. Like, no one's ever confused me in the black community for like a proper African American, but I think white people look at us and don't know the difference, right? Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, we have that commonality, if that makes sense. And so we're all just black. But, yeah, there is that difference, and they are aware of it, but they still love me.
If we could do a little shovel work, we might say, you know, push a little deeper. What does this conversation look like about that the church needs to have with the African-American experience?
I think the church needs to create space for African Americans to share their experiences in a way that is going to be authentic. Maybe we could be hosting panel discussions, for example, where people sit on the panel who do have those particular minority experiences and can answer questions that maybe people submit ahead of time, because I know people are uncomfortable, so we got to start somewhere. I think something like that could be impactful, and the Toltonites actually hope to create some community conversations going forward, because we realize it's something our group is capable of doing. I think it would be fitting. And, but just the authentic conversations. And I think also mentioning race. So I know, for example, the killing of George Floyd happened recently in Minneapolis, and some churches, like, mentioned it in their homilies. Some churches did not. But I think just talking about those kind of things and talking about those kind of issues, because one thing I will say too, I think sometimes when African Americans voice their particular pains about certain issues, people might respond with, well, why don't we talk about something else, like abortion, which we can like all agree is an important issue. But if this group is experiencing like heavy pain about something else that they're voicing, then why would we not go to where they are in their pain? Mm-hmm. You know, instead of saying, why don't you talk about this other thing? Okay, then this issue that they're actually upset about never gets addressed, and then that perpetuates this cycle.
In addition to sort of this conversation that needs to be had and kind of hearing of the African experience, the African American experience, what else, not, you know, kind of in a casual sense, but what other ways can the church assist and support African Americans, not just as kind of a bed for evangelization, but also, I think, really for healing?
Right. I think, honestly, giving visual representation of the global church would be huge. So, for example, you walk into a lot of churches, and unless they have, like, large minority populations that intentionally painted the statues black, like, all the saint depictions are white people, mm-hmm. all the images of Christ are white people, all the depictions of the Blessed Mother are white. And so, you know, give us an image that we can look to that also looks like us. Because white people, they get to have that, and I don't even know if they realize what a gift that is, that they can walk in and feel comfortable in that space, partly because of those images. And we are such an aesthetic church. We so believe in beauty. We so believe that beauty calls us higher. I think representing saints that are people of color would be huge.
Well, let us end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for this conversation and this time together. Help us to grow, and we ask especially that you shower blessings upon our country and our world with the gifts of peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today again has been Adora Namika Day. Adora, thank you.
Thank you.
And until next time, peace and all good.